This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time for the news.
We did get another video sent to us yesterday.
We did? Somebody else sang the song?
And this was their second time sending in a video. I love them so much.
Okay. What's the show? Do you remember the name?
I don't.
So you love them just enough to not remember.
Hold on. Well, because I don't know what is their
real... Tiak and I will talk. You stop talking because you can't search and...
Hold on.
Oh my God. Hack, did you see the video yet?
No, I didn't.
Because it was just sent to me and I don't know what their real name is.
Oh, okay. Just sent to Aaron. Oh.
Oh, yeah. So if there's anything important you want to get to The Slacker Show, definitely send it to Aaron, not The Slacker Show.
Scarlett, we love you.
She probably sings more than you do.
News. News.
News or no? It's pretty much all news from here forward.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Our Slacker Show research team has been hitting the streets again.
I don't want this to get traction. We don't have...
Why?
Yeah, we don't
have... And they want to share their information,
their findings. Why have I not met anyone
from
this?
They have found that old age begins at 27. That's when our mental powers start to decline.
Pie hole. It does?
Yep.
That's when what starts happening?
Our mental powers start to decline. That's how they phrased it.
Mm. By the way, you trying to read that seemed like a struggle.
Well, I am almost 30.
Mental power, help.
Is that, don't they say your brain doesn't develop until you're like 25?
Yeah, so you got about 2 good years.
Yeah. What the hell, brain?
No, I think it's 22, so you have 5 years.
Okay.
That's mental peak. Is 20,
I don't know.
Peak is 22.
Clock in a little longer than that. I need you.
But it's just like anything else. Like when you climb a mountain, right then you're going back down. Right?
Okay.
You don't it's like I reached it and now
but I want to enjoy the view for a little
bit. Hang out at the top
you don't
for
have
a little
time
bit.
For that.
Come on, brain, we can think of stuff.
So 27, and then when are we just a complete dumpster fire? Yep.
Well,
2 days. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening. Breaking. That was very more.
That was very more what?
Well, it's like normally he tries to be more newscastery.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, good evening. He wants to be like Walter Cronkite to date myself. I'm way over 27.
I want to be Tom Brokaw.
Okay.
To date myself.
Okay. But this was more like, good evening. Hi. Okay. Hey, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Eric. Breaking news from the Slacker Show research team, this time from the Slacker Show space station, as they were reporting that Saturn has more moons. In fact, it has 128 more moons than we thought it did, which, hey guys,
those aren't moons.
Look around a little more. 128. Like, you missed
them? You didn't miss one.
Yeah.
You missed 128.
Yeah, apparently a lot more moons up there on Saturn.
Okay. So who saw it? Our space station people?
Yes.
The ones who've been like trapped?
No, it's the Slacker Show research team. They're on the space station.
Okay.
We've been...
There's people getting brought down, maybe.
They're supposed to be, they're launching the
like
rescue.
Like today or something.
I think
they launched it yesterday. Jesus, you guys. You know we're on the radio. Can somebody just look it up?
There was a launch.
you're going off prompter here. Okay. We only have so many guys on the research team.
Can you guys look and see if... Can the research team tell me if there's...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Pedro Pascal warns us that The Last of Us Season 2 is effing heartbreaking. So brace yourself.
Where do you land on The Last of Us?
I like it.
But did you play the game?
I did not.
Okay. Because my teenage son and his friends think it's terrible because they've taken too many liberties with plot. Like, I will say this.
I think they do a decent job with, like, the main thing.
But do you know what the theme of The Last of Us is?
Zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. How many zombies were in the show?
I feel like a lot.
Almost none.
No,
it was a lot of people stories. And it just like, oh, there's zombies outside, so let's not go outside and let's have a relationship develop between this dude and this young person. And it's like, that's just...
And they like go through the world together.
There wasn't enough zombies.
Then watch The Walking Dead because there's too many in that one.
Okay, but that's... Walking Dead wasn't a video game first. Like, this is based on a video game, and like that like second episode with the clickers, clack, clack, clack. Like, based you're like, on. Oh, I know, well, it's based on it. It's like doing we're doing Madden, and oh, here we are at the baseball stadium. It's like, wait, what are you doing? Why are you at a baseball stadium? It's Madden.
It's not a different sport. It's still a show about zombies.
It's not really about zombies. It's not about zombies enough. They did the one episode where you're like, oh my God, those things are frightening, and then they never did it again. It just wasn't...
I'm just saying,
teenage boys didn't like it the way...
Well, their brains aren't fully developed, so I don't care.
Good evening. I'm getting the download from the Slacker Show research team here that, and a lot of the texters are also texting in to say that the SpaceX was supposed to try to rescue them yesterday. They scrapped the plans because there were poor weather conditions and some other issues. They had a window for today that they also didn't do. They're hoping to go up tomorrow. Good evening. Eminem is in talks to...
Hold on, that wasn't your story?
Well, that's
so that was just an update to my thing.
Yeah. Lots of texters are saying we should know that. So. And you're right, texters.
By the way, if you miss anything from the show and want to go back and hear it again, like this whole piece of crap, just download the Odyssey app. You could hear this thing over and over again and watch your brain age just shrink. If you don't want to feel old, this show will make you feel young and stupid. Odyssey, AUDACY.
Good evening. Eminem is in talks to join a WNBA franchise ownership group. There's an expansion team.
I do love that.
Yeah, expansion team coming to the league. Lots of cities are up for contention.
We're getting one, I think. Are we not?
Well,
no, we're getting the soccer. No.
Yeah, we're getting soccer.
Yeah, for WNBA, Austin, Charlotte, Kansas City, and Detroit are all up for it. Now that Eminem's involved, some people think
Detroit will absolutely.
That's going to sway.
It's a lock.
Sway it. So.
We're not even on the list.
No. We're not. Nope. There's currently 13 teams, and they're looking at a 14th. And I think Denver should be on the list. Why not?
We should be.
Yeah.
Because we're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we have anything else to say, or can I just...
Did we mess anything else up?
Did we get anything right?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.